Good morning. Welcome to Atlanta Church of Christ. I hope that you will have a great time with us if you're visiting. And the rest of us, I pray that you've had a great time of worship already. Amen. I'd like us to talk about hospitality, but before I talk about that, I want to explain to the congregation how far we've come. In the last 3 years, we've talked greatly about just improving our relationships as a church. Does that make sense? So we've done a lot to help, retool, and teach why we need to be safe, why we need to show care, help, and be authentic, and eventually grow. This topic begins to take us towards growth, and I want to explain that as we go through that. But I want you to understand that it all starts with the Word of God, the Acts 2 church. And if you don't connect to that, everything else we talk about here will not make a lot of sense. So let's say you haven't figured it out. Begin there before you come here. Amen? All right. So hospitality is a concrete expression of Christianity. Let me ask you a question. Any of you has a favorite restaurant? Anyone wants to tell me which one? Al Bob, okay. Okay. Oh, yes. Why do you go to Papa Do's? Great seafood. All right, there we go. Why do you go there? Oh, there we go. Yes. Why do you go there? Jalapenos. Why do you like it? Mexican food. There's something that makes you go to where you're going. You like it. It's the food. It's the people. But here's something I want to say to us. I've been to restaurants where I went and the food was great, but something was off. The food was amazing, but I didn't feel like I wanted to go back there. And then when I went back there, I didn't feel like I want to go back there because of how they talked to me. And sometimes everything else is right, but the food takes out, the conversation takes everything away. And sometimes you can go to a place that the food is not exactly what you want it to be, but the ambience is amazing. The people waiting on you are amazing. The person is amazing. So you keep coming back and you say, by the way, can you improve on the food? Over time, over time, I think that is a place you can walk with. Does that make sense? So, hospitality is very much that. Hospitality is a concrete expression of a Christianity. In other words, you can be a Christian, but you're not very nice to be around. Our interaction with you is kind of, I talked to this brother or this sister, but it's not safe. They rub me pretty off. It's not that they don't have the Holy Spirit, but they're still working on some things. Does that make sense? The Holy Spirit is there, but the hospitality is not just what it could be. Because if you think about with hospitality, you can show forgiveness. With hospitality, you can be generous. With hospitality, you can be sharing. With hospitality, you can give love to someone. You can show all the qualities of Christianity with hospitality. And you see that a lot with Jesus. You see him going to Zacchaeus' house and having a conversation. Someone that everybody is saying, don't go over there. You see him going to just different homes and talking to people. And that's happening. Martha and Mary, that's a conversation we all know very well. And how that conversation turns out, it's all hospitality that was going on. So when I say hospitality, most people think you have to have a house. No. You don't have to have a house to have hospitality. You can interact with someone and you feel like I want to talk to that someone again. That is hospitality coming from that person. It could be on just in a restaurant or outside. That person is so hospitable that you want to talk to them again. And we came up with a word and we said that that person was safe. So if you're not safe, just go ahead and read Safe People. Figure that out a little bit. We're no longer judging and putting each other down. We're saying we can keep repenting. That's why we're using Disciples in Motion and many other things to help us transform. Does that make sense?
And we as a church must get over being unsafe, because it gets in the way of hospitality. How we see each other, our marriages, our children, singles, campers, teens. We've got to get over that stuff and really be hospitable and really be a people that people are attracted to because of the Spirit of Jesus in our lives. Amen? So, let's see where this goes. Let's start here. Okay, now we're walking. Hospitality starts with our family groups. Everybody has a family group. I hope you do. Do we all have a family group? Let me just be sure that I'm not assuming that. Okay, the other way around. If you don't have a family group, put your hand out. The other way around. That's a better way of figuring this one out. So, okay, I understand that, but we're okay. Okay, so everybody belongs to a family group. Romans 12, 13 to 16 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to sit with people of low position. Do not be conceited. It says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. We've got to practice hospitality with each other. And if you think about it, if you thought about that critically, if you start thinking, I'm the one that should give hospitality, there's a problem. Everyone can practice hospitality. Everybody needs fellowship. Everybody needs someone to listen to, someone to give to. If we come into church and we think, oh, I'm the one that you need to give hospitality, no, everybody can give hospitality to someone. It's conversation, it's love, it's forgiveness, it's warmth, it's just being a good ambience around people. Amen? That's what it talks about. But then, it says, bless those who persecute you. Some people don't agree with you. You don't agree with things. Sometimes you're not agreeing with things. The Christian who does not agree with things does not hold their hat back, refuse to get involved. The Bible says what? Bless those who persecute you. Amen, church? I'll take two on that. Sometimes stuff is said that is you're not getting on board with it. The answer is not to hold your heart back. It's to bless those that you think are persecuting you. Different concept, right? God's concept. And do not curse. Yeah, I know the world curses all the time. Don't curse. It's not of God. Bible says, do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. To show hospitality, get involved with people as well. Rejoice with them. Go to weddings with them. Go to the good things they're celebrating with them. Then it says, mourn with those who mourn. Another way of showing hospitality with one another is people are going through a lot of things. Just listening. Someone is in hospital, go with them and visit. Someone is sick, pray with them. Just do different things. That is hospitality. But if you really think about it, is how often do you do that in a church that has a lot of people that are going through things? If you think about your prayer, how often are you praying for someone who is going through something or just in your family group? That is all hospitality. If you really think about how we do that, that is getting out of self-focus and focusing on what God can do. Does that make sense? It's amazing, though, when you're giving of yourself, how you become happy. It's amazing how when you're self-centered, self-focused, how you're miserable. You may not have everything, but if you're giving of yourself, God blesses you. You become much happier, and God uses that to touch other people. So it says that. It says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Be willing to associate with people of low position. Who are these people? Who are these people? And then it says, and God says, you know what? Do not be conceited. It's perception. What do you consider low? It's perception. There's something you learned as a small kid, a small person, somewhere. Somebody taught you that this is lowly and all that stuff. It's all perception. It's the stuff that makes you insecure that you attack and say, that's lowly. Because God loves them anyway. I says, you know, you need to be able to reach out to them. So I have a question. Are there people that you don't talk to in the church? You don't show hospitality with them because for whatever reason, you just don't talk to them. And then what happens is then we have these rings of friends. And I know that you cannot be friends with the whole church. I understand that. I totally get that aspect. You have to have some good friends. But sometimes you're so ringed in, you hardly talk to anybody else. Now, as a minister, I don't feel that way because I feel like everybody here, I'm supposed to serve everyone. Does that make sense? But for some of us, almost feel like we just have our small rings that we just run into. We hardly talk to people that are not like us. So when is the last time you talked to a teenager and just said, hello, how are you doing? Had a conversation around that. That's part of conversation. Maybe you think they're lowly because they're young people and they don't understand stuff. They understand stuff. They know things. Get in their world and get to talk to them. You'll be amazed how they can teach you a lot of stuff. Does that make sense? Talk to middle schoolers. Have you ever talked to them and says, how are you doing? How's your life? What's going on over there? And you'll be amazed at how much they can tell you. But sometimes they're not willing to talk the first time because they think you're just doing your usual, hi, how are you? How was school? And go by. And some of us don't want to talk to anyone older because they think they're too old. The Bible says, don't be conceited, my friend. Because you may be thinking they're lowly. Those people have a lot to offer. Does that make sense? Or some of us make fun of all the Generation X because nobody talks about them. That's my generation. Talk to those people. There's something to talk about. The Bible tells you that do not use those prisms, those views of people. That stops you to give hospitality because you're holding back. Do not let your experience stop you from knowing people in church because you've experienced them another way, another world. Here's church where we begin to change that experience and truly get to connect with people. Amen? That is hospitality. We've got to connect better than that. That is hospitality. Hospitality allows us to use our gifts. 1 Peter 4:9-10. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. Some version says murmuring or grumbling. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold of grace of God. So, can I ask a question? Do you all have a talent? That's the question. You all have a gift, right? Now, some people are second-guessing themselves. You've been watching too much American Got Talent, and you think, compared to those people, I don't have talent. That's the problem. You have talent. You don't have to watch TV and compare yourself with those guys that show up there. Everybody has something that God has given that you can use to bless other people, and God's name is glorified. Amen? He says, be hospitable to one another without complaint. Sometimes the reason we're so afraid to show hospitality, for us, it's a chore. It's hanging with someone. It's having a real conversation. That's not a chore. You get to learn a lot when you talk with people. If you really put your heart to it and your mind to it, there's a lot that you can learn from that. And yet for us, we think hospitality is a chore. They're coming to my house. They're doing this. And that means this. There are many ways of showing hospitality. Yes, one way is to come to the house. Another way is to go out and do something together. Something else is to just do something together outside. Watch, just get involved in different ways of life and not be just be caught up in the house. Does that make sense? It says, each one has received a special gift, employed in serving one another. Some of us don't even know our gifts yet because you don't use it. You're like this beautiful car that never gets driven. Imagine buying your favorite car, you know what, Audi Quattro, and buying that and putting it in your garage and never driving it. Not knowing how much revs it has and all that stuff. And it says, I don't think it has capability. All you keep saying is it has too much insurance. Too much insurance, so I don't want to drive it. That's all you keep talking about. The insurance is too much. I don't know why I even bought it. That's having a life that keeps saying it's too much to live to the optimum level of my life. The insurance is too much on my life. I don't think I can handle it. I'm afraid if I get out there, I may have an accident. It's like I'll make a mistake, and what will people think? We've got to optimize what God has given us. Use that gift. Use it to serve people. You know, Mac and Larry. How many of us know those names, Mac and Larry? Mac Woods. Okay. All this sound stuff you hear, they do that stuff. And Corey Morgan, does that make sense? They do all that stuff. They're here because of Disciples in Motion. I'm getting about eight something. And they're here already. They're doing something. You know, these men are very mature in how they operate stuff, and they come early. And they serve and do different things. They do the sound system and all that stuff. And sometimes I'm saying, but you know, they're getting down there in their age. Who's going to take over them? I mean, these guys, 365 days a year, man. I sit with them back there. We talk stuff, you know, we do all kinds of things. They're pretty consistent. They don't say, you know, man, my back is aching, I can't show up. No, they show up. When you're not using your gift, you have a lot of excuses. That's why you can't do what you need to do. Oh, it was late, I slept late. Then why don't you just sleep early and wake up early? And all the stuff that we give and the consistency God's aware, we've got to come back to that space of just giving to God. Does that make sense? And being consistent about that, because Jesus is Lord, that you really focus in that space. And God does amazing things when you put God in his rightful space. Everything else comes together. When God is not in the rightful space, life is doing this all the time. Life is doing this all the time because clarity is lacking. And yet here you see that, use that. Use your gifts to serve people. That's part of just hospitality. Let us stop just saying we love people. Let us really love them and show it by our actions. I have a question to you. Who have you loved this week? Excuse me. No strings attached. Just loved them. Not I'm doing this so that they can tell me next week this. No, just loved them. Took care of them. Who have you loved this week? Neighbor. Who did you show hospitality this week? Called them. Prayed with them. Just did something. Whatever that it takes care of. Not because you're looking forward for them to do it to you. Because you're showing hospitality. You're sharing, you're letting God use your skills. That's part of all that. I really want us as a church to begin to understand that when we start giving, we see opportunities everywhere. Amen? Hospitality is the practice practicing of our faith. Let me talk about this for a moment. Matthew 25, 35 to 45. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Christianity is not a faith of just agreeing and sitting. You've got to get involved. You don't go and spectate on the side. You get involved. And when you think about this, if you're not doing hospitality, you're not practicing your faith. It's as simple as that. It's the guy you see and talk to in a restaurant. It's the person you think, you know what? Man, I got some clothes I can take for these people that they need these clothes. You know, it's the neighbor you say, come on in, man, let's have a meal. Bring your kids, let's have a meal. It's the things we do every day. It's life. You know, one of the things that if we're not careful, you can get so busy that you have no life. And you think I'm living. You're not living is if all you do is go to work, leave work, come home, sit, watch TV, sleep, wake up, go to work, come home. Then on Sunday you go to church, go to school, come. You're not living. You're lacking some Christian values of just talking to people. You're so hedged in that you hardly talk to people. And you think, I don't have time. The problem is not time, it's attitude. The problem has never been time. It's attitude. You've shut down the spiritual aspect of being hospitable. This week I need to take an Uber to go somewhere. So, you know, I'm getting in there. I get in and I say, as it's my custom, I like to say, hey, how are you? How's work? And I start with a conversation. We were talking back and forth. And I said, man, I've been busy. And he says, what do you do? I say, I'm a minister. He says, what? A minister? I figured I had hit the wrong nerve. But that's fine. I'm used to that. It's okay. Let's talk about that, the mega church and all that stuff. We really had a good conversation. By the time I was done, he gave me his card, says, can you call me? Now, I didn't tell him about God. We just talked about life. We just talked about life. Are you afraid of strangers? That's another one, huh? We're afraid of people, man. We don't know. We don't say, hey, how are you? It's your ambience. It is how you come across. If you don't trust, nobody trusts you. If you're okay, people look at you and say, yeah, he doesn't seem, he's happy. He wants to talk. Yeah, I'm doing well. And some people are like, why are you so happy? I'm miserable. Well, that's a different conversation. We've got to learn to practice our faith. It's not a job. Christianity is a lifestyle. It is who you are. It is really who you are. It's not, oh, have I done this? Have I done that? Have I done this? No. It's just the life. Their birthdays, go to that birthday. There's this going on, go over there. Yeah, these conversations. And sometimes a lot is happening, so you need to pull back a little bit and have some rest. But overall, just engage. Engage, and you'll be amazed at how life is easy. Call people in your family groups, and you'll be amazed at how that goes. So this is what Jesus says, that those are the people you'll say, when did we see you naked and clothe you? Oh yeah, when you did it for someone. When did you come to prison? Yes, you did it. We need to learn to give of ourselves. The idea that being a Christian is having an easy life to yourself, is selfish. Christian life is about giving of yourself, connecting to people that are in good times, bad times, neutral times, all places. But you learn a lot about yourself as you go along. And then you realize that God is teaching you a lot about Him as you connect with people. The more you stay alone, the more you don't grow. The more you just get stuck. And you can hardly tell anyone about God. And it's not about that. Then some of us switch from that space and say, maybe I need to go out and just reach out to people. Well, I'm not sure you need to be a salesman. God is God. Just live your life and let your life be the testimony. Does that make sense? This is Christianity at its best. Just practice it and you will see how God... Hospitality is just practicing your faith. That's it. Having people in your home, we'll talk about that in a short while. Our love for one another is to be shared with the world. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Can you imagine that? That you may have been hanging out with an angel without knowing it. The angel's just sitting there talking to you. You're like, yeah, man, he's putting on some jeans and he looks like a... But you're hanging out with an angel. In case you're missing out on that, start doing it. You may catch some angel. Continue to remember those in prison as if you are together with them in prison. And the Christians were in jail a lot back then. And those who are mistreated as if you are yourselves suffering. And goes on to marriage should be honored by all. And the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. So up here, keep on loving one another, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I cannot reemphasize the value of having a one another relationship, but also just love one another, period. It's a lonely space to be struggling and have no one to talk to. It's very lonely to just have things in your chest, in your emotion, to a point where you don't like yourself. And yet the Bible tells us just talk to one another. That's how we're designed. Disciples in emotion does that. There's a lot we can do. I'm going in February. I think that's the next Disciples in Motion. There's one another relationship is going on right now that you can really build. Does that make sense? That just build and talk through things and come to a good space. Love one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. Let's talk to people. Show them hospitality. Not necessarily in your home, but you can talk to people. Restaurants. There are many people you can talk to about God, about other things. Sometimes I just have conversation. Now, I have a caveat I like to say. Don't get political. Don't get political. Just have a conversation. What do you think? A guy was asking me, what do you think this? I say, I don't know, but we'll wait and see them do. Let's keep talking about other things. I really don't know. I don't live in D.C. I live here. So it's important that you're talking to people, that you're building them up. And there are many, many scriptures we could look at in this area. But love one another, then love other people as well. You know, I honestly do see people, and maybe it's just over time I just see people as people that they're just human. I don't see them for the car they have. I don't see them for the house they have. I don't have anything against those things. Don't get me wrong. If they have a good car, there's no problem with it, but I'm happy to talk to them. If they have a really old car, there's no problem with them. I'm happy to talk to them. If they have a bicycle, I'm happy to talk to them. If they only have two legs, I'm happy to talk to them. Does that make sense? In other words, see people the way God sees people, not in a very human classification sense. Does that make sense? And God does amazing things when you talk to people like that. And it says, we got to show our love to the world. But that's just practicing Christianity. If you live here as trying to perform, it'll be a problem. But if you just become a person that shares your love with brothers and sisters, don't forget, show hospitality to strangers. Doing some, you know, show them. Continue to remember those in prison. Pray for them. If you take care of your marriage, those of you who are married, it helps the world to see marriage is not the, it's no longer what you think it is. And if you've been a Christian a long time, I got to tell you, you have it so good. You have no clue. A bad marriage in the kingdom is a million times better than in the world. Amen. Now, I talk to a lot of people about life. And I've come to conclude that church is such a bubble. Because you talk to people, you say, what? Okay, God, I take too much. I complain for nothing. I need to be grateful. We need to reach out to people, have people come to our homes just to talk. Who knows what God will do with that? It may just give them hope. Just give them hope that, you know what, life is not as bad as we thought. It's okay. So our loving for one another needs to reach out to the world as well. But how do we do this well? So, church, I want to be clear. I'm not asking you to go on a campaign. I'm just reminding you of things you may have forgotten to be a Christian that has relationships, deep relationships with one another. But then because that relationship is so strong, he can turn around and help someone else. One thing, ask God to lead you in your hospitality. Pray about it regularly. Say, God, help me to be hospitable, whether it's at work, in restaurants, in places. God, let me have an ambience that I can do that. Let God lead me to this kind of places I can do that. Ask that. Pray about it on a daily basis. Two, invite a church member or neighbor to your home. Now, I understand campus people may not have your own home or whatever, or singles may not have your own home, but sure, you can invite them to something else. You can do something together with them, or just there are different ways we can do things together. It doesn't have to be a home all the time. Does that make sense? Invite people for a meal. Invite people for a conversation. You know, it's funny how sometimes we just tell people, stay outside when you're talking to them. Sometimes, come on in. I had a guy who was cutting the grass for me on the lawn, and we're talking. And I said, do you want water? And I said, oh, he was so grateful that I offered him water. And we talked. I was paying for that service, but I gave him water. That is hospitality. Surely, come on, man. Don't be so... I'm paying him. He needs to buy water for himself. Come on. You can't. It will not cost you an arm and a leg to give a guy a bottle of water. It was blazing hot that day. I think it was like 90 degrees. And I thought if I was doing something, I need some water, man. Come on. Don't get so capitalistic. Get godly. Get godly about it. Just say, hey, come on, get a water. Drink some water. It's good for you. We had a good conversation. He even said, take my picture of my truck so that you can call me when if you need me next time. See? Relationship anytime. Sometimes we're so caught up in the legalistic stuff of I paid, so why? Just be loving. Invite them in. Have a conversation. Talk to them. Have a good conversation. Be amazed what God brings out of that. Keep it simple. You don't have to go and buy a whole cow to bring people to your house. Or a whole sheep or goat or a whole pig. You don't have to do all that stuff. Just keep it simple. Whatever you're eating that day, eat with the person. If you're not eating, then the snacks that are on the table, then that's what we'll have and have a conversation. Amen? But remember, hospitality is more than food. It's the person they're talking to. If they show Christ, that begins to kick in. From here, if you build good relationships, over time, you can talk about God. You can ask them, do you believe in God? And you can start have that conversation. That conversation is coming towards the beginning of next year. We'll start explaining how to get involved in studies. Right now, I'm just talking about hospitality and how to build relationships. Amen? Start building relationships. Pray about your neighbor on the left, neighbor on the right, including the one that allows the dog to poop on your lawn and doesn't pick it up. Have a conversation with them, but don't be angry. Have a good conversation. There are all kinds of neighbors, you know, including the one that you keep waving and they never wave at you. Yeah, just sit. That's fine. Those are neighbors as well. Does that make sense? Don't get angry and judge them. Love them. God bless you.